This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So what's the ruling on having a double intention when it comes to fasting? Well, the answer to this, it really depends. Some of the voluntary fast is a special occasion, and it doesn't reoccur. So therefore, these occasions, you cannot have double intention. Like, for example, the day of Arafah. You cannot fast the day of Arafah with the days of Ramadan, making up, you know, days of Ramadan on Arafah. You cannot do that. You cannot have double intention with the 6 days of Shawwal, meaning you need to fast basically 6 days of Shawwal with the intention making up from Ramadan and 6 days of Shawwal after Ramadan. No, you have to have separate 6 days, separate from the days of Ramadan. But other occasions, like, for example, Mondays and Thursdays, these are virtuous days. The Prophet ﷺ used to recommend fasting Mondays and Thursdays regularly. So can I make up my days of Ramadan on Mondays and Thursdays? The answer is yes, you can do that. Okay, what about the three, what we call them, the three white days of Ramadan, of every month? The 13th, 14th, and 15th of each lunar month. Can I fast these days? The answer is yes, because these are not specific, you know, occasions, but they're reoccurring, you know, days. So you can do that as well, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So double intention only is allowed if the occasion is not that unique, such as the day of Arafah or the 6 days of Shawwal. But you can make up these days, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and any other virtuous days, such as, like I said, you know, the Mondays and Thursdays, or the three middle days of every month, and should be fine, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala.